Please take your Bibles at this time and turn to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. If you open your Bible to the middle, you'll be pretty close to the Psalms. Psalm 121. There are a lot of verses, a lot of passages we could focus on the last day of 2015. A lot of passages that would be very instructive and helpful for us, but I think Psalm 121 is a good one for us to hear this evening. Wonderful psalm, and I think a helpful reminder to us as we enter a new year. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And that's where Psalm 121 ends. There is no doubt that we live in a world of tremendous fear. There are certain big picture fears that we have, fear of further terrorist attacks, fear of maybe our nation's financial stability, just general fear for the future of our nation. I've talked to many of you in the last number of months, and many of you have said to me, where is all of this headed? Where is this nation going? What is it going to be like for our children and our grandchildren? So there are these big picture fears that we have. There are also individual fears, fear of poor health, fear of maybe losing your job, maybe fear of getting older and losing your freedom. And yet for the Christian, there is a whole other level of fear. And that level of fear perhaps is this: how do you know that you will persevere in the faith to the very end? How do you know that when you breathe your last, you will be translated into glory? Now, these questions are not new to us. These kinds of fears are not new to us. In fact, these kinds of questions are at the very heart of Psalm 121. Psalm 121 is part of a collection of psalms known as the Songs or Psalms of Ascent. Psalm 120 through Psalm 134 are known as Songs of Ascent. Ascent simply means to go up. In other words, these are the psalms, Psalm 121 being one of them, these are the psalms that God's people would sing as they made their way to Jerusalem. As they went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Harvest or the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they would sing these psalms. Now, we might think, when we think about Israel traveling, we might think of them traveling to Jerusalem, traveling to, in a sense, church, the same way we travel to church. We get in our car, we get in our minivan, and we drive to church. Well, they didn't travel to church like that. As much as we may hate the 99... they didn't have these nicely paved four-lane highways. And so God's people here in Psalm 121 would travel on foot. And as they traveled on foot, they would encounter a number of different dangers on the way. There was the danger of thieves and robbers who would hide or lurk in the hills around Jerusalem. There was the danger that you could get lost in the hills or lost in the mountains. There was the danger of slipping, maybe losing your balance and falling and breaking your leg or breaking an ankle. And certainly as they traveled along those paths, as they made their way to Jerusalem, they would often wonder, do I have enough strength to make it? Am I going to get all the way to Jerusalem without falling and hurting myself or getting beat over the head by a robber? Am I going to make it to the end? And so here is the psalmist. He's been traveling for days. You can imagine his feet are sore, his muscles ache. Jerusalem, the end of his pilgrimage, seems so distant. But suddenly, as he makes his way to Jerusalem, he sees the hills of Judah in the distance. And he breaks out into song. Notice verse 1. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? Get the picture in your mind of what's going on here. Here are the people of God. They're traveling to Jerusalem. They're traveling to celebrate one of these annual feasts. And on the way, as they get closer and closer to Jerusalem, they look up to the hills, and what do they see? What do you think they would see in the hills as they traveled to Jerusalem? Filling the hills all over the mountains were what the Bible calls high places, places of worship. These were altars that had been erected to the worship of false gods. You might remember King Jeroboam. Jeroboam was the first king of the northern kingdom of Israel. Jeroboam, the Bible tells us, built these high places in Dan and Bethel as places for God's people to worship. And these high places became synonymous with false worship, either with the worship of false gods like Baal or Asherah, or the worship of Yahweh done in a way that was not commanded by God. So some sort of false worship. And so as the pilgrim would make his way to Jerusalem, as he got closer and closer and closer, he would look up to the hills and he would see those altars to false gods. Many of these high places were erected to the false gods of the surrounding area, the god of the mountains or the god of the rivers. And so here is the traveler, here is the pilgrim. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He looks up, he sees all those monuments to these false gods, and he sings out, "I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come?" What's the answer? My help, the psalmist says, comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You can picture this, can't you? Here's the pilgrim traveling. He looks up and he sees all these places of false worship, all of these altars to false gods. And he says, my help doesn't come from the false gods. My help doesn't come from the supposed gods of the mountains. My help comes from the very one who made the mountains, who made heaven and earth and everything in them. The psalmist says, God is my help. Now, brothers and sisters, this is an incredibly comforting promise and statement for us to take to heart. We get ready to go into 2016. It is a wonderful thing to know that God is our help. Now, the psalmist goes on and he explains for us what he means that God is our help. And I want to give you three things tonight, three specific ways that you can kind of take home with you and understand what it means that God is your help. First of all, God is our watchman. Look at verse 2. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Many of us have heard of the famous Greek general Alexander the Great before. There's a famous quote that Alexander the Great has. He was asked one time how, when he was in the middle of a war, when he was in the middle of a battle, he was asked, how can you sleep at night? Apparently, Alexander the Great slept very well. He would go to bed every night, even in the middle of a battle, in the middle of a war, and he would sleep quite well. And he was asked, why can you sleep so well in the middle of a war? And here's what Alexander the Great said. He said, I sleep just fine because Parmenio, my most faithful guard, is always watching over me at night. Now, if Alexander the Great could say that about some human bodyguard, how much more can we say that about the God who never sleeps, always watching over us? And when it comes to our salvation, when it comes to the question that you might ask yourself, will I persevere to the very end? When I breathe my last, will I go into glory? We must realize that since it is God who has chosen us and God who has redeemed us and God who has drawn us to himself, the very same God, the God who never sleeps, will always watch over us and he will never forget us. God's people are making their pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and often the ground that they would travel on would be very rocky and very slippery. It was very easy to fall down and to injure yourself. But because our help comes from God, the one who is our watchman, the one who watches over us, the one who keeps us, we will never fall away. Now, we may falter for a time. After all, we all know that we're not perfect. There are times in our lives which are seasons of weakness, seasons of disobedience. But Christian, God will never let you fall away from Him. He's always watching over you. He guards you. We've seen that already in the book of 1 Peter, right? We looked at that in chapter 1, how God is the one who guards us and who protects us and guards our salvation. Secondly, God is not only our watchman, He is also our shade. Look at verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. In the ancient Near East, it was often very hot during the day. And so there was the constant danger of sunstroke, the constant danger of being dehydrated. Now we know, because we live in the Central Valley, we know that we can get some pretty hot temperatures around here. Summertime can be quite warm. And you know, if you're outside when it's hot, you know how much 100 degree or 105 degree heat can just zap your energy and zap your strength. We don't get the humidity here, but if you've ever been to places before where it gets not only really hot, but also really humid, you know what miserable conditions those can be. You know how debilitating that can be. The psalmist says here that the sun will not strike down God's people. Now, the psalmist says something else that's also very interesting. He says, the moon will not strike down God's people. You ever read that and wondered, how can the moon strike you down? We understand the part about the sun. We understand the danger of sunstroke. Anybody here ever been afflicted by moonstroke? Of course not. None of us have been debilitated by the moon or overexposure to the moon. What's the psalmist doing here? The psalmist is using figurative language to say that there is nothing in either the day or the night that can harm us if God is our guard. Nothing in the day, nothing in the night can snatch you away from Him. God is covering you. God is guarding you against any calamity that you may think may take you away from Him. This is just Romans 8, right? There's nothing in all creation that can separate you from the love of God. Psalmist even says here that God is our shade. You know, that's an incredibly profound statement. You know, if you go outside on a sunny day, you look down at the ground and right there next to you is your shadow. Can you ever run away from your shadow? No. Can you ever go any place where you can escape your shadow when you're outside and it's a sunny day? No, your shadow is always with you. The psalmist says here that God is our shade to remind us that God is always with His people. If you are trusting Christ as your Savior, you can be assured of the fact, based on the promises of God's Word, that God is always there with you. Always. We don't know what 2016 is going to bring. But what we do know is if we are the people of God, if we are a child of God, God will never leave us. You will never go through something in your life where you will be able to say, God is not here. God is not with me. Christian, He's always with you. He watches over you as a faithful watchman. He's always with you as your shade. And then third, the psalmist says, God is our keeper. Verse 7. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. What does that mean, that God is our keeper? What that means is that God protects us. Protects us. The psalmist says, from this time forth and forevermore, God is our protector. If I were to ask you tonight to stay behind when all of us leave, Nate and Christina have locked the place up. If I were to ask you to stay behind and guard the Zion URC sanctuary all night, how long do you think you could do it? If I said you need to stay here tonight and make sure that no one tries to get in here, how long do you think you would last? 1 hour, 2 hours, maybe 4 hours? At some point, especially if you didn't have your phone with you, you would get very bored. At some point, you would get hungry. At some point, you would say, you know, enough of this. I'd rather do something else. I got to get something to eat. Or if nothing else, you would begin to get tired. And you might sit here in one of these pews and think, you know, I'm just going to close my eyes for 5 minutes. Next thing you know, you'd be asleep. God protects us all the time. He never gets hungry. He never goes on vacation. He never gets tired. He never needs a nap. He never falls asleep. No matter where we go, God is always with his people. Psalm 139 tells us this, right? Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Wherever I go, the highest height or the lowest low, you are always with me. God is always with his people, never slumbering, never sleeping. And so listen, tonight as a Christian, as we go into 2016, you can trust him. You can find your refuge in him. You can find your strength in him. Psalm 27, so appropriate when we are going through tough times. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Should we really fear anyone or anything if God is our light and our salvation? Should we really fear anyone or anything if we know that God is our watchman, that God is our shade, that God is our keeper, that God is always with us? Psalm 27 also says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We so easily fear men, don't we? We so easily fear maybe the future, anxious about the future. Psalm 27 says, look, if God is the stronghold of your life, you do not need to be afraid. That's why Psalm 27 ends by saying, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Now, that's not always easy to do. It's not always easy to rest in that truth, but we must rest in him, and we must rest in the truth that our help comes from him. I can't imagine that there would be a better way to enter 2016 than by knowing the truth of Psalm 121. God watches over you. God protects you. God is always with you. And Christians, since that is true, you can rest assured tonight that he will preserve you to the very end. He will continue his good work in you. You see, God never plants trees that do not bear fruit. He never plants a tree that does not bear fruit. Remember what Jesus said in the Gospels? He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. God is the one who initially gives us the grace to believe in him, the grace to turn to Christ. What makes us think that he would not give us the grace to keep on trusting him? As those who claim to believe in salvation by grace alone, may we never think that our salvation is based on what we do or don't do. It's still the grace of God, Christian, that preserves you to the very end. The Christian life is not the survival of the fittest. The Christian life is really the survival of the weakest, because God's the one who preserves us. Those who come to terms with their own spiritual impotence, who realize they have nothing to offer God, who cling to Christ alone for their salvation, it is those that God grants his grace to persevere to the very end. Yes, you will fall at times, and you will struggle at times. If you've been a believer for any length of time, All of you, all of us can testify that the Christian life is not easy. Just like the psalmist making his way to Jerusalem, there are pitfalls and dangers along the way. The Christian life is not always happy, where everything goes your way and that everything is perfect. That's not the Christian life. If somebody tells you that the Christian life means everything in your life is going to be great, they're trying to sell you something. It's not always great. Just like the pilgrim traveling, the Christian life is a rough road filled with temptations, filled with fears, filled with failures, filled with frustrations. You may look at your own walk with Christ in this last calendar year, and at times you say, I took 2 steps forward and I took 3 steps backward. But you know what? Just as the psalmist, just as the pilgrim looked up to the hills as he was approaching Jerusalem, we must take our eyes off of the storm, off of our own lives, and look to Christ. Like the psalmist, we must say, I lift my eyes to the hills. And as I lift my eyes to the hills, I see the gods of this world. I see the things that people are trusting in. Their wealth, their health, their prosperity, their success. I look at those things and I say, as a Christian, my help doesn't come from those things. My help comes from the Lord. He's the one who made heaven and earth. Christian, he's your helper. He's your watchman. He's your keeper. He's the shade that will never leave you. And he is the one who will preserve you to the very end. The canons of Dort, one of our doctrinal standards, remind us that if it were up to us to persevere in the faith, we would all fall away. If God left it up to you and to me to persevere in the faith, we would surely fall away from the Lord. But because we are chosen by God's grace, because we are redeemed by God's grace, because we are drawn to Christ by God's grace, we are kept by God's grace. And so as we go into 2016, may we find comfort tonight that this God of Psalm 121 is our God. He's the very same one who will be with you every step of the way in 2016, never to leave you, never to forsake you. And as we come to the table tonight, it's important for us to know why this is true. This is not true for you because of what you do. You are secure, you are safe, you are sheltered in the love of God, not because of who you are or what you've accomplished. You are secure, safe in the love of God because of what your Savior did for you. He came to this earth, he lived for you, Christian, he died for you, Christian, he rose again for you, Christian. That's the announcement of good news tonight. You'll hear a lot of announcements this evening. Happy New Year. Balls drop out of the sky and maybe fireworks get shot off and everybody's happy that it's a new year. But you know what? The best news you will ever hear, the best announcement you will ever hear, is that because of the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, you are secure. You are forgiven. You are safe in the love of God, and you have the promise, no matter what this year brings. You have the promise your God is with you. And one day he will take you to your eternal home. Let's find comfort in that. Not the gods of this world. Not the idols of our age. But let us find our comfort in our gracious, powerful, saving God. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for Psalm 121. What a powerful reminder to us of who you are. Lord, we have, all of us, certain fears about the coming year. It might be related to health. It might be related to family. It might be related to work. It might be related to our nation and the future of our nation. But Lord, nothing catches you off guard. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You rule over all things. And as your people, those who have been saved by the grace of God through Christ, Lord, we have your promise that you are always with us. And so as we enter this new year, Lord, may we find comfort knowing who you are and knowing your promises to us. And may we live with the certainty of no matter what happens in this year, we are secure in your love. Lord, as we come to the table tonight, bless us, strengthen us, nourish us spiritually, that we might rejoice again in what Christ has done for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.